Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, a very pleasant good evening to all my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just want to say greetings in Yeshua's name and welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. This is Joan Matthews coming to you live. And I just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your tender mercies. Thank you for your love, your everlasting love, which surpasses all understanding. That love that came down from heaven, who transcend all the stages of all the heavens and came here on earth, and that love entered into a flesh body and offer himself as a sacrifice for me and for you and for the entire world, and as many as will receive him, to him he gave the power to become sons and daughters of the Most High God. Thank you, everyone. Again, this is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and this is the Sabbath day, Saturday, December 23rd, 2017. Today, I would like to speak on a very powerful topic, our Father's love. Let me tell you something about love. Love, well, I'll say a couple of things about love. Love is patience, it's kindness, it's charity. And charity covers a multitude of sins. And let me tell you what love is not. Love is not doing whatever we please. Love is not doing the things that are not pleasing to the Most High God, to our Heavenly Father. Love is God, and God is love. The Word of God tells us that God is love. And God's love is like a consuming fire. It is pure, it is gentle, it is forgiving, it is long-suffering, kindness. Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friends. He said, I am your friend. Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, God in the flesh, laid down his life for you and for me. And let me tell you, I have quite a couple of testimonies that I would like to share about the love of God. Now, you and I must have our own testimony to share. The apostles and prophets and teachers in the Old Testament and the New Testament share their testimony with us for today, for today's generation. The Old Testament and the New Testament are testimonies of their relationship, of their time with the Father, their relationship with the Father and with Yeshua and with the Holy Spirit. And the Word of God tells us about that chief cornerstone, who is Yeshua, who is Jesus Christ, that he's the chief cornerstone. And the apostles and prophets and teachers in the Old and New Testament, they are the one who laid the foundation on top of that chief cornerstone. So they built upon that stone, that chief cornerstone, which is Yeshua HaMashiach. And then you and I have to build upon what the apostles and prophets already build upon. So it's precepts upon precepts, line upon line, word upon word, here a little, there a little. And I know there are many out there who say, oh, you know, it stopped there. Everybody goes into the Bible to learn, to get to know Yeshua. And they listen to other people, other prophets, other teachers to learn about Yeshua. Let me tell you something. Others can tell you about our Heavenly Father, about Yeshua. Anybody can tell you about him. You can read about him in the Word of God. You can read many articles about who he is. But the truth is, you have to get to know him for yourself. You have to have a relationship with him. You and I must have our own testament to write of who Yeshua is, of who God the Father is. We have to have our own testimony. We have to build upon what the apostles and prophets have already built upon. They already built upon the chief cornerstone, Yeshua, Mashiach. He is the chief cornerstone. Now, the prophets and apostles and teachers and disciples, they build upon that. Precepts upon precept, line upon line. We have to build on top of that. We must have our own testimony. If you don't have your own testimony, then there's something wrong with your relationship with the Holy, with Yeshua through the Holy Spirit. We have to testify. So today I want to talk about a couple of things, a couple of topics. Well, not a couple of topics, but a couple of revelations, or rather encounter with my Heavenly Father. It has to do with his love. Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, said in John chapter 14, first, I must say that one day I was just going about my business, cleaning the house, cleaning the bathroom. And as I was cleaning the mirror in the bathroom, I happened to glance in the mirror at myself while I was speaking with the Lord. And I looked in the mirror and I saw myself. And as I looked at myself in the mirror, it's like I was looking at a total stranger. For a moment, I did not recognize who I was. Not who I was as a fleshly being, but who I was as a spiritual being. It's like I didn't know me. I didn't know who I was. And I started to talk to the Lord. I said, Father, I literally started bawling like a baby. I said, Father, I don't know who I am. I don't know who I am. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know who you are. Father, I don't know who you are. I've read so much about you. I've heard so much about you. But I don't know you. And I said, Father, as a matter of fact, I don't think that I've ever loved you. I don't think that I know how to love you. Because love is not a mushy feeling. It's not just a word, but love is a state of being. The Word of God said that God is love. Love is a state of being. You have to become love. And as I speak with my Father, and I said, I don't know. I don't think I've ever loved you, and I don't know how to love you. I told him, I said, I don't know how to love you, and I want to learn how to love you. I said, Father, would you please teach me how to love you? And let me tell you something. It's like if my Father was sitting on a throne. I know I've given this testimony before somewhere in my episode, hidden somewhere. But for those of you who have never heard it, and sometimes we forget, other people don't know where to find that. But I just love to talk about the love of our Heavenly Father. And I said, Father, please teach me how to love you. I want to not only learn how to love you, but I want to experience what it means to love you. I want to experience your love. And I want to experience you loving me, and I want to experience what it feels like for me to love you. What it is like, and I want to love you. I want to love you. I want to learn how to love you. Teach me how to love you. And as I said that, it was like if my father was sitting on the edge of his seat. It's like he was. I literally felt that in my spirit. He was holding on to it, to the chair rest, and he was literally sitting there holding and waiting for me, not just me, but you and all of us to say this. And as I said it, all I heard immediately, if you love me, keep my commandments. And in my heart, I'm thinking, but Lord, have I not kept your commandments, all of your commandments? And Father knows our hearts. He knows our thoughts. And my father said, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day. And I couldn't deny him. I couldn't say anything. I couldn't say, but what do you mean I haven't kept your holy Sabbath? I've kept Sunday. I couldn't. All my life I've been a Sunday worshiper. And I don't care for all of you naysayers out there about the Sabbath day, and all of you who feel the need to talk your own things and to make up your own stories and to add to the Word of God and to take away and to throw out about the Sabbath day or any other commandments or sayings of the Lord in the Bible. Go right ahead to your own destruction. Unless you hear directly from the Holy Spirit himself that the things that you're talking about, your argument on the Sabbath or the law or the commandments or other words of God, unless you literally heard from the Spirit of God about that topic, I don't think you have any authority to speak on anything that is of the Lord, because the Word of God said that the prophecies and teachings of God didn't come to men by their own carnal flesh or by anyone interpreting off the top of the head, but holy men of God were moved by the Holy Spirit. It was revelation by the Holy Spirit on the things that, these things that are of God. So to get back to what I was saying, the Father said to me, if you love me, keep my commandments. When I said in my heart, have I not kept your commandments, Lord? And he said, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day. And I couldn't deny. I couldn't say anything. But all I can say is, I am guilty, Lord. I am guilty. I have never kept the Sabbath day. And I don't know how to keep the Sabbath day. I don't know what it means to keep the Sabbath day. I don't know why I should keep the Sabbath day. And I said, Father, would you please teach me all that I need to know about the Sabbath day? And I said, Father, if what's wrong if I keep the Sabbath day on Sunday or any other day? What difference does it make? And I remember the Father said to me, if you make the first step, I will add stepping stones and others will follow. Folks, God's word is everlasting. The Sabbath day is holy, sanctified, set apart. And it's an everlasting covenant. Read the Bible. Read about the Sabbath day. It's an everlasting covenant between the children of God and God himself. It's a seal. The Sabbath is a seal. The Sabbath, the seventh day, marks the end of creation and the beginning of a new heaven and a new earth with God is a seal. It seals the end of creation, and it also seals the beginning of that millennium reign, that 1,000-year reign, that Sabbath day reign with Christ. A day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. When I said to my father, I said, Father, I feel as if I've been here on this earth for a million years. I feel like I've been here forever. I am too tired. I want to come home. Tears were streaking down my face. I was in distress. I said, I want to come home. I said, I feel like I've been here forever in this body. I want to come home. I want to come home to you. And my father said, I literally felt father's chuckle. He laughed. He smiled. He said, you have not been in that body for a million years. You've only been in that body for a moment in time. That's what the father said to me. That's what our father said to me. He said, you've only been in that body for a moment in time. And if you calculate it right, if 1,000 years is like a day and a day is like 1,000 years, I've only been in this body for a moment in time. A couple of hours old. Adam didn't live out a day. If a day is like 1,000 years in the sight of God and 1,000 years is like a day, then Adam didn't, when the Lord said, the day you eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. He died before that day was over. That day was out. He died before the 1,000 years was out. But John chapter 14 said, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandment, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwell with you and shall be in you. So the Holy Spirit dwell with us and in us. When Yeshua spoke these words, he was speaking directly to the apostles sitting or standing before him. So he was telling them, when the Holy Spirit comes, he said, verse 17, he said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, he said, because the world cannot see the Holy Spirit, does the world know the Holy Spirit? He said, but you know him. He was telling the apostles, you know him. You know who the Holy Spirit is. For he dwell with you and he shall be in you. Yeshua was literally saying to the apostles, I am he who I'm speaking to. He dwell with you. I am with you here and now. And when I go to the Father, when I die, when I give up my soul and my body as a sacrifice for you, for your sins, then I will come and be in you. For right now I am with you. Verse 18 says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yeshua, he is the Holy Spirit. He is the Son of God. He is God in the flesh. Say, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. He is the comforter. He is the Spirit of God. He said, yet a little while and the world see me no more, but you see me. Speaking with the apostles, you see me, you're looking at me. Because I live, you shall live also. He said, and at that day, you shall know that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and I in you. Verse 21 said, he that have my commandments and keep them, he that have my commandments and keep them, he it is that love me, he that love me, shall be loved of my Father. Get this part. I love this part. And I will love him and I will manifest myself to him. I will show myself to him. I will reveal myself to him. I will make myself known to him. So when does he make himself known to us, or reveal himself to us, or manifest himself to us? When we love him and keep his commandments. So, as the Lord showed me that I haven't kept his holy Sabbath day, and I asked him to show me and teach me all that I need to know about the Sabbath day, the Lord begins to show me and to teach me all that I need to know about the Sabbath day. He would wake me up all hour at night, well, 4 o'clock in the morning, like mainly on Sabbath week, right, early morning, Sabbath morning, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, he would wake me up and he would download revelations after revelations after revelations on the Sabbath day, and I would have to get up or either write them down or type them up. I've wrote several articles on the Sabbath day. And these articles are not from my carnal mind. They're not things that I've made up. They're not suggestions. They're not, oh, maybe this is what it means. These are revelations directly from our Heavenly Father. And if you ask me, yes, I do have authority to speak on the Sabbath day, because the Lord God have made it, give me the authority by teaching me and by showing me and by revealing to me the importance of keeping the Sabbath day. And anyone who wants articles, who wants me to share copies of these articles to you, email me and I will email you these articles free of charge. Freely was given to me, freely I gave. Let me tell you something about the love of God. The love of God is powerful. It is a consuming fire. One day I was just going about my business, just making my bed and just doing little light shows on Sabbath morning. I like to go walk around and pick up little things and do little things around the house and talk to the Lord as I do it and sing and ask him questions. And I remember Father said to me, if you can only see yourself as I see you, as a little child, then you will know how much I love you. And I cried. Because I didn't see myself as a little child in the sight of God. And how do we see a little child? Look at your own child. How much do you love that child? How much that child depend on you as a parent for everything? How much that child trust you in this pure childlike ways? This child trusts you to protect him and her or her. A child would trust a parent to protect him, to take care of him, to feed him, to clothe him, to shelter him, to look out for him, to speak on his behalf, to make sure he grow up and he eats the right food and he's protected. And this child believes everything about a parent, trust everything about a parent. This is what our Heavenly Father feels towards us. He said, if you can only see yourself as I see you, as a little child, then you will know how much I love you. Father said, Jesus Christ said when he walked the earth, he said, unless we be converted and become as a little child, then we have no part with him. We have to humble ourselves. We have to become as little children in his sight, being weak, poor, and vulnerable in his sight. having childlike faith, unwavering faith, having total trust in Him, knowing that He protects us, keeps us safe, speaks on our behalf, fulfill all our needs. Sometimes we run around trying to do things ourselves. Just imagine a little child, a little two-year-old child, trying to take himself to the doctor by jumping in the car or getting on the bus and say, oh, I'm going to the doctor to take care of myself. Can't do it. Doesn't have the ability. Can't do it. Just imagine a child working for himself to buy his own clothes, to feed himself, cooking for himself. Working to take care of himself. Can't. We have to become as little children, totally and completely dependent on our Heavenly Father to fulfill all our needs. I know it's hard to let go of the things we are used to. I remember the Lord gave me a vision, a visual of how to let go. It's like I was holding on to a beam, like 10 stories high. And I'm about to fall, but I'm afraid to let go. I'm afraid to let go. Knowing that if I let go, I'm going to die. But the Lord is saying to me, you don't have to be. This is what we're into. We hold on so much to the things of this world, to the things of this life. We're so used to taking care of business that we're afraid if we let go, we are going to fall. We are going to get in trouble. The Father gave me this kind of visualization in my mind as to what we do. And Father was showing me. He said, I'm taller than the heavens. I stand taller than the heavens. I am taller than 10 stories. And my hands are always beneath you. You just have to let go. If you don't let go, you're not going to know that I can take care of all your needs, that I already caught you. You're already in my hands. We have to let go. We have to become like little children. When a parent, a father, or a mother, or an adult throw a child up in the air, you don't child up and then let the child fall to the ground. The child is laughing and giggling because the child know that you're going to catch them. You throw them up in the air and you're going to catch them. So they laugh and they giggle and they open their arms and legs and they want more, they want more. We have to know that our Father, our Heavenly Father, oh God, He is so great and powerful, merciful. We have to let go. If Peter didn't step out on that water, he wouldn't know he can walk on water. If the three Hebrew men didn't trust and have unwavering faith and become like little children, knowing that their Father will save them, will protect them, they wouldn't know that the power and the awesome might of our living God. How are we going to find out about the power and the strength and might of the love of God? It is because of His love that He is able to do all these things for us, and we have to let go and let His love take over. We have to let go and let His love take over. Next time I will speak on continue on the love of God where I step out of time and into eternity. And I just want to thank everyone for listening. And like I said, you can email me, and I will send you articles on the Sabbath day. To God be the glory. Bless every one of you. And may we continue on this journey back to Him. And just pray for each other, because we are definitely living in the last days, in the last time. So good night, everyone. And I will speak with you soon. Log on again for the next episode of Our Father's Love. And this is Joan Matthews saying good night. Love you all.